From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has warned that there are 9,000 Russian troops in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ukraine and warned the country must be on the alert for a large-scale attack. Mr. Poroshenko made the comment to Parliament Thursday, saying there exists a colossal threat of major new attacks. He spoke a day after a major battle flared outside a main separatist stronghold in eastern Ukraine. Each side blamed the other for Wednesday's violence. Each year, thousands of Hong Kong residents mark the 1989 crackdown in China's Tiananmen Square. This year's vigil has greater significance for many who will attend, as it comes just months after mass pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. Shannon Van Sant reports.
In Hong Kong's Victoria Park, people each year gather for an annual candlelight vigil to remember the victims of China's 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. It is typically the largest such gathering for Tiananmen because China banned such demonstrations in the mainland. Last year's vigil drew 180,000 people. Joseph Chung is a professor of political science at the City University of Hong Kong.
On June 4, 1989, the feelings at that time were what happened to China that day might happen to Hong Kong.
Any mention of the 1989 crackdown is banned in mainland China, while young protesters in Hong Kong vow to continue what they see as a long-term fight for democracy in the city. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
An explosion at a gas station in Ghana's capital has killed at least 73 people who gathered for shelter during torrential rains. Ghanaian officials confirmed the accident Thursday. You are listening to The Voice of America in Washington.